Okay, and let's see, what do we have here? Another short prose piece. Reinert, 12-year-old barber, dropped my mother's sewing scissors onto the floor and ran out the house, leaving me in the kitchen blinking the small eyes of a dull chicken. My hair lay in a dish towel wrapped around my shoulders and on the floor, with a few renegade strands floating through the air. I got up and looked in the hallway mirror. My new haircut had all kinds of weird angles. It parted on the right, the left, and even down the center. My scalp was bluish, and with so much hair gone, my nose was huge as an evil root. I'm going to get that goddamn Oki, I promised myself. I swept the floor and snapped a towel on the back porch. I chased down some floating hair strands and went outside to look for him. The sun glared on the asphalt. The street was empty of dogs and kids. Mrs. Prince was whacking a dust mop on the holly bush. I walked down to Romaine Playground, which, except for around the pool, looked deserted. I borrowed Caveman's swimming trunks. Caveman was a guy on our street. He was through swimming for the day, so I decided to postpone my hunt for Reinert and jumped into the public pool of 50 Mexican kids beating blue water white. My school friend Alfonso swam crocodile style, his mouth and nose underwater, but his eyes on the surface. He stood up and asked about my head. I explained it was a new haircut, and he ran a finger through one of my parts. I pushed him away, and he returned to his crocodile swim. I stayed most of that afternoon on the bottom of the pool, avoiding my brother and sister, who had shown up with towels over their shoulders. I liked the sound of kicking legs and the dreamlike sight of other kids holding their breath underwater with eyes open and seaweed hair wavering about. I came up for air, looked around at the racket, and sank once more to the bottom of the deep end of the pool, where the water was cleaner from not being touched. Exhausted and red-eyed from the chlorine, I got out after 2 hours, changed in the gray shadows of the men's room, and returned the swimming trunks to Caveman, who was playing ping-pong with a crushed ball. My brother Rick had already dry from swimming, looked at my haircut and asked, "What happened?" I ignored him and played sorry, then foursquare. Finally, a knot of hunger in my stomach, I returned home racing from patch to patch of shade. Like a dummy, I had forgotten my shoes. I had also forgotten about my haircut. Mom was at the stove with steamed up glasses, refrying beans with one hand on her hip. Over dinner, the fog cleared from her lenses, and she asked, "What happened to your hair?" I touched the top of my head, shocked, mouth open to reveal bits of half-chomped tortilla. I remembered Reinert chuckling and the hair parachuting to the floor. I remember the cold scissors around my ears. Mom puckered her mouth into a butt of angry lines. She ripped at the tortilla and said she would fix me later. After dinner, she cut the rest of my hair on the backyard lawn, yanked roughly at each snip, and left me as bald as the belly of a boneless chicken. I looked in the mirror and scared myself. Hate was in my heart, and I imagined Reinert sitting in his own kitchen with a towel around his neck. I felt better only after Mother said we were having Kool-Aid ice cubes for dessert. I sucked on 3 cherry-flavored cubes in the backyard and did cartwheels with my sister. I tried to forget about my hair. My palms tingled when I raked them over the bristles. My brother didn't tease me because he was feeling too sad about his girlfriend moving away. My stepfather, home late from work and red-faced from drinking at Uncle Tom's cabin, grinned at me as he held onto the wall. He said he liked my hair because it made me look like a Marine. He dug into his pocket for some change and handed me a nickel, 3 pennies, and then his nail clipper. His eyes floated in alcohol. He looked at the nail clipper and said, "I got one like that." Before I got into bed, I curled 30-pound weights in the garage under the halo of a 20-watt bulb, feeling strong because a ribbon of sweat began to run from my armpits. I was sure that if my mother were trapped under a car wheel, I could save her with my leg strength. I stood in front of the mirror. My head didn't look that bad. I was as lean as Mrs. Prince's dust mop, but strong, I thought. I made a shiny muscle in my right arm and bared my teeth all the way to my gums. I ran a hand through my baldness. For 3 weeks, smooth was my favorite feeling. Okay, I'm going to...